Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
It may have been the muttering that caused Judge Juan Merchan to lose patience with defense witness Robert Costello, a lawyer close to Trump ally Rudy Giuliani, advised Trump's former fixer Michael Cohen. At trial, after the judge sustained a prosecutor's repeated objections, Costello could be heard saying, "Geez," and loudly exhaling. An aggravated judge excused the jury, then told Costello, "If you don't like my ruling, you don't say geez, okay? You don't give me side eye, and you don't roll your eyes." Costello glared at him, and Merchan became irate. "Are you staring me down right now? Clear the courtroom."
The judge has ordered it.
Spectators ejected. The judge told Costello, "I'm putting you on notice that your conduct is contemptuous. If you try to stare me down one more time, I will remove you from the stand." The defense called Costello to talk about meeting Cohen after the FBI raided Cohen's home and office in 2018. Costello testified he advised Cohen to cooperate, but Cohen told him, "I swear to God, Bob, I don't have anything on Donald Trump." Costello said Cohen told him numerous times that President Trump knew nothing about the hush payment to Stormy Daniels.
Why?
Cohen was the last witness for the prosecution. He testified he had more than 20 conversations, either in person or by phone, with Trump in October 2016 about the payment to Daniels. The defense cast Cohen as an unreliable liar and thief, getting Cohen to admit to the jury he pocketed $30,000 meant for a technology company that had done work for Trump. "So you stole from the Trump Organization, right?" defense attorney Todd Blanche asked. "Yes, sir," Cohen responded. He fought off, though, a different attack on his credibility when the defense suggested Cohen profits from his testimony. "If President Trump is convicted, that would benefit you personally, financially, right?" Blanche asked. "No, sir," Cohen said. "It's better if he is not for me, because it gives me more to talk about in the future."
Oh, my God.
The defense asked the judge to dismiss the case before it even gets to the jury, arguing, George, that prosecutors failed to prove any criminal intent.
Yeah, that did not work. But that is mandatory almost, you know, that you have to, at the end of the trial, you'll move for a dismissal or a directed verdict from the bench or whatever. So, you know, that's a, but wow, Michael, what a cast of characters. Okay. This is so disgusting. It's just so ugly. It's bugly. Okay. The idea that Michael Cohen on the stand admitted Donald Trump is on trial, not Michael Cohen. Remember that, okay? Admitted that he committed a crime against Donald Trump. Donald Trump is on trial, and Michael Cohen is saying, "I committed a crime against him, too. I stole from him. That's what I did." Now, you know what's interesting is that on redirect, where, you know, Michael Cohen was a witness for the prosecution, and so Blanche, the defense attorney, was saying, "Isn't it true that you stole from Donald Trump?" He goes, yeah, I did. And so the prosecution got to, you know, that's called opening the door, right? You open the door to a whole new topic, to a whole new area of probing that is now permitted, idiots. The defense is only allowed to cross-examine on anything that the prosecution brought up. And so when the prosecution was actually questioning Michael Cohen did admit that he had stolen from a payment that was made to a company member called Red Finch. We didn't know what it was back then, but that he had owed them, the Trump Organization had owed Red Finch, we knew it was some sort of a tech company, $50,000. And Michael Cohen decided that they didn't earn the $50,000. He was going to pay them $20,000 to get them to go away and shut up about it. And he pocketed the other $30,000, which apparently was grossed up because Michael Cohen now had to pay taxes on it. And that's how he rolls, right? Well, anyway, so that obviously had to have come up during the direct examination of Michael Cohen. Now, we don't know because this is worse than the audiobook version of a video, okay? This is even worse than that because there's no audio either. But just knowing that you can't cross on something that wasn't brought up, you just have to surmise that it was, and everybody knew that Michael Cohen had stolen from Donald Trump. Okay, so then Blanche, the Trump attorney, says, "And you stole from Donald Trump, didn't you?" He goes, "Yes, sir, I did. Yes, I did." So now on redirect, the attorney for the state, actually says, Your Honor, they just opened the door to talk about Red Finch. Okay, we didn't bring up no stinking, But now I think they kicked open the door and we can talk about what they did for Donald Trump. So now we find out what Red Finch did for Donald Trump. It was a company that rigged polls. I heard that in here.
It takes a lot to have me verbally react to Donald Trump news at this point. But that's,
well, you hear me when I'm
wonderful.
In here preparing and I'm reading and you hear me go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So that was one of my oh, my gods today. I was like, you got to be, or yesterday, actually, I think it was. You got to be kidding me. They rigged polls, and the poll that they rigged for Donald Trump was such a namby-pamby, egotistical, totally narcissistic desire on Donald Trump's part. Apparently, it was like a Forbes thing with the top, richest people, whatever, and he didn't show up in it, and so he wanted to pay $50,000 to this Red Finch to redo and rig the poll so Donald Trump would be in the top richest people. And the best they could do for the $50K, the best they could do was number 9. And so Donald Trump told Michael Cohen, I don't even want to pay them. I'm not paying them. And, apparently Michael Cohen told Donald Trump, we've got to pay them something to make them go away or else they're going to tell everybody that they rigged polls for you. All right, pay him something. So he paid them 20, but he lied to Donald Trump, said he had to pay the full thing, I guess. I don't know, because we can't see it. We can't hear it. We can't see it. We have to, I don't know. I need a mime. I need, what's his name? Garrett. I need him in the corner of my screen screaming because I'm hearing impaired. It's so bad. Anyway, the defense rested today. The defense rested. Now, Donald Trump's been resting through the whole thing, but the defense finally rested. And so now we're into the charging conference. This is what's going on in the court now, meaning the jury is out, the media is in. The judge and the two sides, the prosecution and the defense team, are at the bench or actually arguing, making points about what they want included in jury instructions. Now, I mean, I guess I realized that jury instructions were a thing, obviously. I think we all did. And I think we all realize that they play an important portion, an important role in a trial because I'm going to just randomly assign a number and say 80% of all the convictions that are overturned on appeal, could be more, could be a little less, but it's right around there, are overturned based on the jury instructions. So it's a big damn deal to instruct a jury. Now, normally what judges do is they follow sort of a pre-printed a set of jury instructions, a pattern of jury instructions that have already passed muster with the appeals court in their particular jurisdiction. But this case, no, that will not be happening because it is such an odd thing to have somebody who literally directed his own defense. You know he did. So the reason why the court was cleared yesterday, okay, just briefly, my opinion, because I can't hear. I can't see it. But I think what went on there is that Michael Cohen's house, Michael Cohen's office, Michael Cohen's life was raided, okay, by the Department of Justice, by the FBI, okay? And Donald Trump's FBI. Donald Trump did this. Okay. This is why I think Michael Cohen stole from him. He said, well, I was very upset that when he went to the White House, I was supposed to get a bonus of 150. He gave me 50, so I took another 50. Or I took another 30, I think he did. But anyway, if you were Michael Cohen, and all of a sudden, your thing is ready to blah, 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 and Donald Trump sends an attorney to you to help you. Would you trust that attorney? Or would you think anything you told that attorney was going to go straight to Donald Trump through Rudy Giuliani? What would you do?